Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
We're constantly being told how the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and maths, are so crucial to future development, and how much we need to encourage youngsters to take an interest in and excel in these fields. But that can be a big ask if you're sitting in a poorly equipped school with no science lab, a teacher who doesn't know the subject to any huge depth, no budget for science experiments, nowhere to put that passion for science into practice. And how do you keep your curiosity alive if that is your daily reality? It's a challenge the University of the Western Cape is trying to help address. And this week, it's opened another 9 science learning centres across the Cape. We so appreciate the fact that Professor Shahid Hartley, Director of UWC's Science Learning for Africa Centre, has stepped out of one of those opening ceremonies to join us briefly. Professor, thank you for your time and welcome to the show. How long has the centre been involved in opening these?
We started the project in 2011, but the run-up to this particular part of the project has started way back in 1999 already. We've been working in schools, in historically disadvantaged schools, for many years as an outreach centre, supporting teachers and providing opportunities for learners to get involved in science. And so in 2011, we started with our first science learning centers. Part of the run-up to this was that, you know, we had developed science clubs for learners at schools, and we've been training teachers in the different districts. And, you know, teachers were coming to us and saying, look, they have these very active science clubs. The learners are taking part in it, but they don't have the space where this can happen. I mean, where science activities can happen safely. And that's when we joined up with a company called Garden Cities Archway Foundation. And together we started building science learning centers. We're not calling them laboratories because they're more than just a laboratory, but it's a creative space where learners and teachers, where the culture of science learning and culture of science teaching can be incubated and flourish. So we've since 2011 up till to date, we've opened 54 of these science learning centres across the entire Western Cape. And these things cost in the region of about R1 million each. We were opening 3 today, which we started earlier this morning in Western. In Friedenberg, then we went to Factoryton, and now today we're in Nyanga at the school called Vuyani. And tomorrow we're opening 2 more, and one in Albertinia and one in Mossel Bay.
Fantastic. I'm sure the learners must be bubbling over with excitement. If you've been opening these since 2011, you've got 6 years under your belt in which you can have had the opportunity to track pupils at those schools and the impact on those schools. What have you seen in those 6 years?
Absolutely. That's part of my participation as an academic, is to look at the impact of this. But the impact ranges from schools that are actually very flourishing to others that have taken small steps towards improving the results in schools. It is easier to track the outcomes in high schools because we all use this, you know, rightly or wrongly, we use the matric results as some kind of measure. And so even there, the number of learners that have improved the results over the number of years has shown remarkable improvement in terms of the NSC outcomes. At the primary level, it's about exciting learners and wanting and getting them to want to do science. Because the challenge that we have at schools, and we all know this, that they find math and science very daunting subjects. But if you get them interested, you capture them at the primary level, and then you take them to the high school level with that enthusiasm and that interest, and you try to sustain that through trained teachers. That's when we see that there's improvement in not just in results, but also understanding of learners in terms of the curriculum as well.
Okay. We do have to go to news, but one last question very quickly before we do that. You said it costs around R1 million per learning centre. How are you funding that?
We're funding that from the university side. The last few years we've got three partners. One is the Western Cape Education Department, who gives a third of the funding. Garden City's Archway Foundation provides a third of the funding, and UWC provides a third of the funding. So we've been funding that in that way. There are other companies that are slowly coming on board, like Transnet, and even the Australian Embassy also provided some funding. And so, yeah, look, the more people we get in, as part of the partnership, the more we can actually support the teaching and learning of science at schools.
Professor Shahid Hartley, thanks so much for your time, particularly knowing that you had to step out of one of those opening ceremonies to join us. We really appreciate it. The professor is director of UWC's Science Learning for Africa Centre, and they are the proud bodies behind the opening of 9 new science learning centres this week alone.